When Mary Catherine Hendricks was 23, her life was a mess. She and her husband were separated, and divorce was looming. She had been juggling raising her child, going to school, and working. Then she found out she was pregnant. So like many women who find themselves contemplating adoption, Hendricks had a difficult choice to make.
And I really had to think about what was going to be best for both of my kids, the one that wasn't born yet and the one I was raising.
She knew that this choice would change her life. She opted to pursue an open adoption where she would have some contact with her birth child. Hendricks herself was adopted when she was just a baby. It was a closed adoption, and because of that, she was left with many questions growing up.
I wanted to know what the story was. Who are they? Why did they decide on adoption? And back in my era of adoption, the social workers told all adoptees or adoptive parents that their birth parents were young and in love and going to college. And unfortunately, that wasn't always true, or fortunately, whatever. So, I wanted to know more than just the sort of superficial, glossy story.
And it's because of these experiences that people seek her out for answers. Hendricks co-founded and currently serves as the director of Adoption Choices in Northern California, a nonprofit program that matches birth moms and dads with prospective adoptive parents. Adoption Choices is part of Women's Health Specialists, which provides women's health services at their offices in Redding, Santa Rosa, Sacramento, and Chico. Even now, birth and adoptive parents are still victims of misconceptions, like that birth moms don't care or love their child.
I'm sure that I thought that if you adopted children, you'd never really be able to love them as much as your own. And I had a lot of people, believe it or not, ask me that. Well, don't you want to have kids on your own?
That's Eric Hoyland. He and his wife, Katie, worked with Hendricks and Adoption Choices to adopt two children, Addie and Callan.
And before, I wouldn't have thought that was a weird question. I would have thought it was a weird question only because I didn't have the choice to have a child on, naturally. But once you have a child from adoption and you get that question, it seems really odd, because you don't see it that way.
Hoyland says that Hendricks made sure that she represented all sides of the adoption equally and made sure that they understood the difficulty of giving your child to someone else.
So I've worked in adoption for 22 years. I've never met a birth mom that didn't care, ever. Birth moms, they love their baby. No one looks forward to it. Like, I can't wait to place my baby for adoption. They do it out of an act of love, thinking that it's going to be the best for their child.
For Hendricks, that's exactly what it came down to.
But at the very end of the pregnancy, about 2 months before I was due, I realized I really can't do this. It's not what's going to be best for both of my kids. It was a very hard decision to make. But once I made that decision, I never looked back.
When she was set to meet Steve and Nancy, the prospective adoptive parents in Sacramento, she recalls being very nervous. But the meeting went well, and she came away confident in her choice.
And I turned back to look, and they were walking one way, and I was walking the other. And Nancy had like a little skip in her step, and it was the sweetest thing. It really meant something to me because I could tell she was so excited. And that's what you want as a birth mom, is you want to know that these people are going to treasure this child and that this means so much to them, because it means so much to you as a birth mom to be giving your child to somebody. I can't really think of anything to compare that to.
She says that even with that galvanized sense that she was doing the right thing, leaving the hospital without her baby was one of the hardest things she's ever done. Come January, her birth child Hannah will be the same age as Hendricks was when she made her choice. And they maintained contact through all of these years, scheduling visits with Hannah's adoptive parents, exchanging emails with pictures, and now messaging on Facebook. Hannah has now graduated from UC Berkeley, and for Hendricks, that was significant affirmation that she made the right choice. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Tercius Buffetta.